Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back in another edition of the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on a colder than I want it to be Wednesday. It snowed at like midnight.
Yeah, I had ice on my car this morning.
Hate it.
I didn't realize it either until I you know, backing out of the driveway. You know, you do the look back to see, make sure no one's coming. And I see the ice and I'm like, oh, what is that? What is that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
So also... We can open the show with this. I'm a little bit of a hypocrite. I made fun of Josh yesterday for doing the no phone challenge at the Sabres game. Mostly about going to the Sabres game.
Yeah, mostly going there.
Where did I end up last night?
You're even wearing their merch.
This was on clearance.
That's fine. And it looks good.
A deal's a deal and it looks sharp.
I think it looks good.
I love the Sabres apparel. I hate that the team is so bad because all of the apparel always looks so fresh. Compared to Bill's apparel.
Yeah.
Like, I could look at Sabres attire and apparel and go, oh, that's fresh. Oh, that's fresh. I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. With Bill's merch, I go, that's okay.
I need more team merch, by the way.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Texas stuff, purely just because a lot of people get me that for Christmas and
I'm guilty
birthdays.
Of buying too many quarter zips, and, well.
It's never a bad idea. I don't have a lot of Bills and Sabres stuff, man. It was I really don't.
It was on the clearance rack, though. And I'm like, I'll take it. So
that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. Smart shopping, folks, even when the team is bad. I did see Josh at the game last night.
Good.
Because he texted me where he was sitting. I also stole Trevor Howard's seat for about a minute and 20 seconds.
It's all right. It's okay.
Because the third period had started. I went down to see them. I see Brian Mazurowski. I see Josh. I see our old friend Ryan Gates.
Nice.
And then there's two seats next to Josh. I go, all right, so who's sitting here? He goes, I go, is anyone sitting here? And he goes, yeah, Trevor. Trevor's at the game too. He's just going and getting food probably. And then I see Trevor, as the period is starting, he comes on down and he's like at the row. And I'm like, hey, what's up, buddy? Apparently that means I got to go. The Sabres put a quick shot on net. And I'm like, all right, this is it. Trevor, hey, what's up? Quick little dap, and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So I like interviewed with nobody's business.
Good.
It was perfect, except for the fact that the Sabres lost 4-0 to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah. You said that was a pretty good game.
It was an entertaining game.
I'm checking out of this season.
If you heard Brian or Paul on post game, it was a good game.
Okay.
Anthony Stolarz is 4-0-1 against the Buffalo Sabres with a, going into last night, it was a 1.47 goals against average. I'm not going to look at it after a shutout.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what Buffalo did to Anthony Stolarz, but he took it personally.
He's been very, very good.
He's been good all year, mm-hmm. but like against the Sabres, like, all right, can we like relax? I had fun at the game. When you establish yourself as a friendly presence, like, hey, let's hate on each other, but let's do it in a fun way.
Right.
You could have a lot of fans with Toronto. You could have a lot of fun with Toronto fans. When you establish it as, hey, let's be friendly with the Jabs,
mm-hmm.
it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to be that guy.
It does help, too. One team's winning the Atlantic. The other team's not in the playoffs.
But that team also has
talking that can't happen.
But this team that is showing up on the road
mm-hmm.
and the fans traveling typically don't have success in this arena.
That's right. House of Horrors, all that. Oh, yeah.
But I've got a kid mean mugging me when I'm saying that Lukanen's making some nice saves. And I'm like, hey, this is what it's all about. Let's have some fun.
Just imagining a six-year-old just giving you just like...
Oh, he's turning glare. Around giving me death stares. Yeah. Like, this is what it's all about. It's supposed to be fun. I'm not going to ruin this for a kid. Let's get into it.
Right.
I'll do a minor beef with a six-year-old for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we establish it's fun.
Lucas making good saves. It's
the kid's sitting right in front of me, just turns around and is grilling me, and I'm like, all right, you know what? He wants to have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's mess with him a little bit.
So with this, will you be attending the final game of the season on Thursday?
No.
Okay. Well, you said this like about the Toronto game yesterday.
Okay, but...
And then you went.
But tickets were $25. A rarity that kind of game. Very packed arena still.
Good crowd.
Very good crowd. Decent amount of Buffalo fans there, too, that tried to get loud throughout the first two periods. Third period was a little bit of a different animal, but, you know, mm-hmm. it is what it is. You end up losing a game at some point. You don't lose 4-0 without a bad period. It was the third.
Yep.
But it was a good game. I had a good time. I found Josh without his cell phone.
There you go. He seemed to enjoy it. He seemed to have really, really enjoyed the process of just leaving
your phone. I took a picture from his seat for him.
Nice. Good. Good, good, good.
But yes, it was funny to sit in that seat for effectively a minute and 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, I'm out of here.
There we go.
Because there's Trevor.
And I got to go.
I got to go. Apparently, those seats were from work.
Oh, yeah.
I got to look at my work email more.
You do. You do.
I really do.
There's usually some important stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, that's not important. It's just free tickets are free tickets.
Yeah. Important stuff. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We did just mention it there as well. Sabres have just one more game to wrap up another no playoff season. It is tomorrow at home against Philadelphia, another team that's kind of reeling here as well. Fired John Tortorella a few weeks ago. They are kind of nowhere. Matvei Michkov might be really good, though, in the future. Although, with that being said, we won't spend too much time on hockey as we are just under a week away from the start of the NFL draft.
We're a week away. I'm so ready.
Well, no, we're a week away tomorrow. Just under a week away. Just over a week away.
Semantics.
Talked trading ideas yesterday, the idea of trading down, trading up, staying pat, what have you. Today, I want to talk about something that I have to credit Mike Schopa the afternoon for kind of bringing this idea up for me. Because it's a player I haven't thought about for a long time, really, because I just assumed he'd be gone.
You think he's too good of a prospect.
And that's Luther Burden, the wide receiver out of Missouri. I know we talked with Jeremy and Joe as they were leaving here. They kind of had talked about Burden as well. And the reason why I want to talk about him, it's both Burden, but it's also the conversations we've had about the defensive players in this draft class, which is, well, there's depth. Some of these guys are going to be available in round two. probably even at the positions you're already picking around to. You don't necessarily have to move up to maybe go get a Tylek Williams, the defensive tackle out of Ohio State, or one of these cornerbacks, maybe a Siobhan Revelle after a torn ACL out of
ECU. Or an Alfred Collins late in the second.
Right? There's a number of players they could go, and we've mentioned it on specifically the interior defensive line. It's much more the idea of getting someone to fill space, be a space eater to help out Ed Oliver and potentially even help out the edge guys in Rousseau, Bosa, Epinesa, because you take double teams away from them as well, having to fill those gaps, having to take care of Ed Oliver, who just two seasons ago had 9.5 sacks from
also
the defensive tackle
spot. Also absorb
blockers
for your linebackers in the run game.
Yep. So that's always kind of been more the I guess, the encompassing thought with the quote-unquote beef wagon. But we really haven't spent too much time on early wide receivers, and I'd argue the Bills haven't either with who they've brought in.
Yeah, their pre-draft visits, it is something to where I remember someone mentioning in the chat for the morning show of like, it doesn't always dictate where they're going to go with things. It does show their hand on when they plan to attack on what. It's not going to be the player specifically sometimes, but it is also a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have 30 visits. Even if you use all 10 picks, that's still only a third of them.
Yep.
For me, it shows when they're planning on this sort of move.
Mm-hmm.
But the big board also can be reactionary. Something we talked about yesterday. Context matters.
Mm-hmm.
And to this, if Luther Burden's hanging around at 30, he becomes the face of another ideal within draft strategy, draft... what's the word? Like, other than strategy, I'm trying to think of like the mindsets, so to say. It's another ideal. Can you afford a luxury pick? Is Luther Burden at 30 a luxury pick considering your needs on defense?
I like that idea because everywhere I look in terms of like, what are these teams' draft needs? You know, a bunch of guys will do it for every team. It's funny with the Bills. We all know defensive tackle, cornerback, but I think a lot of Bills fans would argue edge is still up there even after signing Bosa and some of their other defensive signings. Safety has been brought up a lot, especially with the idea of Nick Emmanuel, Malachi Starks. You've brought up Xavier Watts as well, guy out of Notre Dame potentially.
Mm-hmm.
The third need I always see is wide receiver. Now, Sal's brought up also, and I know Nate has, and sort of like, well, who's getting moved down? Because if you draft a guy in the first or maybe even second round, you're seeing somebody move down the pecking order likely.
Right.
The rookie will normally slot in early, and then you kind of figure it out as you go through camp, rookie camp, and OTAs, what have you. But if a guy like a Luther Burden is available, someone who this time last year, not in the 2024 draft, but thinking ahead to the 25 draft, was a consensus top 15 talent. Number one wide receiver, don't even think about it, he's gone. 6 foot, 200 pounds, very quick, and is putting up production at Missouri.
Yeah.
The likes of which they have not seen in a long time. And then he has a bit of a down year. And I'm being kind when I say a bit of a down year. His sophomore year, 13 games played, 86 catches, just over 1,200 yards, and 9 touchdowns. His average yards per reception, by the way, was 14.1. This year, with a change in quarterbacks, injuries, bad play overall from the quarterback position, he drops down to 61 catches in 12 games played, 676 yards, and 6 touchdowns. His yards per game, ultimately with that, drops from 93.2 to 56.3. There is a steep decline in basically all of his statistics. But those freshman year, where he came in and was pretty useful right away, and then sophomore year, the immediate jump up to what he was, showed how good of a player he is. Then the down spin in this past year, his junior year.
So I'm looking up draft profiles on Luther Burden, and in particular with him, I'm starting to wonder why there's a perceived fall in his draft stock. I think he is a top two receiver in this draft class.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's between him and McMillan to me.
Mm-hmm.
An NFC scout saying, I think he got bored with that offense. His playing style is like Jerry Jeudy with Amon-Ra St. Brown's hands and toughness.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sounds like still a legitimate prospect to me that should go in the first round.
Yeah.
Like you could call it like character concerns, quote unquote. I look at it as he knows that this offense is bad. He knows that this quarterback is bad.
And there was probably, if we're going off if he got bored in this offense and maybe there's the character concerns, there's maybe the buyer's remorse of, I should hit the transfer portal.
Yes.
In the college football landscape we're in now, could have gone somewhere where there's a much better quarterback.
Because a player could look bored and what it really is like maybe he's like straight up depressed that he didn't hit the transfer portal.
Yeah, where he's seeing his last season in college go up in flames. And potentially, as now we're seeing, his millions of dollars go down the drains because he decided to stay at Missouri.
I would be sad too.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. With how active the transfer portal is these days, yeah, it could be that.
Yep.
He's a big yards after catch guy. He has the natural instincts for it. He has top end speed. Again, to hear a scout saying he's got the catching and the toughness of Amon-Ra St. Brown, that tells you there's also tenacity there. So that might just be Luther Burden being human.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Bills can be benefactors of that, sign me up. Luther Burden, though, remains the face of an ideal here of, can they afford a luxury pick? Something that you don't really see them taking within round one.
Right.
And that extends to Malachi Starks, Nick Pickham, mm-hmm. and Worry at safety. When you know there's big needs, particularly right now at cornerback, but how much of it is the draft board going to fall in your favor?
Yeah, and for
if
me,
if Burden's available, there might have been a run on corners already at the late end of the mm-hmm. first round.
Defensive tackles as well, corner, any of those positions. For me, my thing has been, and I said it yesterday, I want talented players. I want elite players. Is their biggest needs on defense? Yes. But you do have 2 second-round picks in positions that I think you can get very good, immediately playable talent in the second round. I've talked a lot about cornerback value. I don't love the idea of going a corner in round one because I think you can get a starting caliber corner, especially in McDermott and his defensive system. I think you can get a starting corner in rounds 2, 3, 4. Hell, they got one in rounds 6 and 7. They've been fine. Now, do you want an elite guy? Sure. But that doesn't mean I have to force that pick. And that's a big talking point, too, when going back to Kyer Elam, when he was picked. In a way, the Bills sort of forced a cornerback pick. McDuffie goes, but they still have to draft somebody and they go Elam. Like you mentioned, a cornerback run goes. Do we really want to see the Bills draft the fourth or fifth corner off the board in round one instead of maybe going the third receiver, a guy who, if he had left Missouri,
probably
likely not there.
Probably goes technically second.
Yeah, it's ultimately not there.
Because Travis Hunter exists.
And along with that, and it's something that we've brought up, you know, sparingly, and we talked about it kind of in our pre-draft or our pre-show kind of talk, the Bills have set themselves up perfectly to be that team that may be a guy with a slight character issue. And I do want to preface that slight character issue. I look at someone like Isaiah Bond with everything that's going off the field with him, the sexual misconduct stuff that seems to be circling around him. That's not a slight character issue. I also talk a lot about the Georgia stuff that has happened with automobiles. And seemingly every offseason there's something going on with that program. Those are not slight character concerns. If Burden's character concern is he looked bored on a bad team, I'm good.
That's, as a matter of fact, super relatable.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's I hate my job right now, and like it makes me sad.
Yeah, and as a 21-year-old, I can look past it.
As a 30-year-old, right? You can look at someone and go, hey, man, are you all right? You look like you're not very engaged mm-hmm. these days. And the next thing you know, happy hour happens, and you are having a big old conversation with your coworker or your friend, and it's like, damn, now I get it.
And so with that, you add him to an offense that does have a need at receiver still. It does. They have bodies in there, but I don't think anyone, even if you're a huge Josh Palmer guy and a huge Keon Coleman guy, and a massive Khalil Shakir fan, no one's sitting here going, they're done. They don't need to add any more weapons. If you were to add Luther Burden, Josh Allen arguably might be the perfect guy at quarterback to bring in a rookie receiver who maybe was frustrated by his role at Missouri. He routinely puts up career years for receivers in the NFL who have not been particularly productive. Not always. Trent Sherfield. Deontay Hardy, there's been misses, but a guy coming out with high-end first-round talent that just had a low productive final year of college, I get excited by that. And also, let's not act like this is like a new thing where a guy doesn't have a super productive final year in college and ends up being great in the NFL. Dan Marino, if we want to go all the way back to the 80s, had more interceptions and touchdowns in his final year at Pitt. Didn't seem to matter. Josh Allen had a far less productive final season at Wyoming than the year prior when he was first kind of thrown onto the scene, and it worked out fine. He went to a good culture, a good organization that was able to allow him to marinate and become great. Burden is not that raw prospect. He would come in likely right away and immediately would be somebody that we would hear Sal come on during, you know, the morning show, the afternoon show here and go, he's popping at rookie camp. We're hearing good things about him. Come training camp. Hey, he's really – that's the kind of player Burden is. And to your point, you know, can they afford a luxury pick? To me, absolutely. You need elite players.
Not even that you need elite players. You can also afford that luxury pick because of your quarterback.
Because of your quarterback.
And if it's a player, especially when you're looking at a luxury pick, it's a player to help that quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately
– typically –
and ultimately, you look at Baltimore. We brought this up. Kyle Hamilton. Did the Baltimore Ravens need a safety when they took him? Not necessarily.
No, not at that time, really.
But he was the best player on the board. And Baltimore went, talent, done, cool, yeah. Bring him in. And he saved their defense this year. He's been a great player almost from the word go. Yeah. And he saved their defense this year and ultimately saved their year. They looked dreadful on defense.
He's really saved their defense. Ever since he showed up.
Really, ever since he has shown up. And ultimately, let's say going into the weekend. All right, just argument's sake, they take Burden at 30. But going into the weekend, the Bills also added Tylek Williams, Siobhan Revelle, or Alfred Collins and Siobhan Revelle, or one of these other corners that they brought in
If you give me a draft class that features Luther Burden, a big, stocky defensive tackle, and a cornerback in your first two rounds, do you know how giddy I am Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
And we're heading into round three. Maybe they have a pick. Maybe they don't. Like, for the rest of the night, I am cloud nine in it.
Yep.
Like, we are hanging out and we're just having a great time.
Two guys they brought in for corners as well, Benjamin Morrison or Darian Porter.
I'm a huge Benjamin Morrison fan at this point. In the second round, I think he is going to be a great value addition.
Mm-hmm.
I think Xavier Watts, of course, in round two is a great idea. There's a lot to it. Like Ravel, you mentioned, he is a mystery of where he could go. Nate would be happy with them running that card up at 30.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many options defensively that that's why like the trade down talk was something that we said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Burton becomes an interesting wrinkle in that because now you're hearing, and do remember, we are now approaching a week from the draft. Do not believe anything that's being said at this point. But unless you hear it consistently. Mm-hmm. But if you hear a random thing like, hey, Luther Burden might be available in round two. Okay. I'm going to believe you, but like pick 33 is also still round two.
Yeah, you look at the – we mentioned this. You look at the early teams for round two. Tennessee could really use a receiver.
And they don't have many picks in the top 100. As a matter of fact, they only have two, number one and number 35.
New England, after a free agency that saw them will not even have a shot at guys like T. Higgins and Darius Slayton.
But they bring in Stephon Diggs. Tell me that a 1-2 of Diggs and Burden is not a good idea for Drake May, and I will call you a liar.
Mm-hmm. The Giants as well.
Giants.
If they really want to kind of set themselves up, if they got a quarterback in the first pick or what have you.
Say they take Sanders at three.
Mm-hmm.
They complement it further with then you have a receiving core of Neighbors, Slayton.
And Burden.
And Burden. That's a great trio for Shedeur Sanders to be able to thrive with.
Mm-hmm. I also look at a team like right at the end of the first round, Kansas City. What is going to happen with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy? Rice, I feel like we are just waiting on the announcement that he's been suspended however many games. Worthy, maybe not.
Let me preface this real quick, too. If the Chiefs add Burden,
mm-hmm.
I'm not mad, mostly because the only way I'm mad about the Kansas City Chiefs is if they take like some like offensive tackle prospect that fell for no reason.
Well, it's not a great offensive tackle class anyways. So I think that's ultimately where their pick is going to
their
be.
Their biggest
offensive
need
line.
Is offensive line.
Yeah.
So if they, oh no, you took another wide receiver. Patrick Mahomes is going to be running for his life.
And we saw how that went in the Super Bowl, which is if you can get pressure on him, it doesn't really matter how fast some of these guys are going to
open. He's still a quarterback in the National Football League. If you hit him, he is like everybody else.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Talking ideas here for the draft. Could the Bills afford a luxury pick at the end of round one if it happened to be on the offense? Luther Burden is sort of that idea. But any other receiver, Matthew Golden, available at 30. Would the Bills maybe do it? Love to hear your thoughts again. 803-0550, the number to call. Before we hit our first time out, do want to let you know to join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ryan for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal. Visit WGR550.com for details. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.